Just tuning in, closing your eyes, resting into your support. Breathing deep into your belly, breathing deep into your heart. And a big exhale, just letting go. Nothing to hold on to. Allowing yourself to be supported. Our intention is to tune in with the energy of our ancestors, those who have gone before us, and to honor them, whether we've known them personally, whether we've ever had a sense of them, or this will be the first time that you make a connection. And just breathe through your heart as we open up and tune into the heart and drop into the heart. Your beautiful heart. Your center of creation, the seat of your soul. Connection to your truth. To your wisdom, your soul wisdom. But your soul is connected to its soul group. To your, you could think of it as soul ancestors. So there's wisdom that comes through you. That's available to you. That's sourced from your ancestors. As they say, there's nothing really new. It's how we perceive what wisdom, information, what we do with it, and how we put our own spin on it or mix it up differently, like the ingredients that could make several different dishes from the same ingredients. Invite your mind even deeper into your heart with a big inhale and a big exhale, just dropping it straight down the channel between your head and your heart. And as you land in your heart, your sacred space, notice there's one more level to your sacred space, to your heart that you could drop into, whether it's another stairway to go down or another slide to slide down. And as you drop into this inner chamber of your sacred space, notice what it feels like to be here in your sacred space, or what it looks like, or both. Here you're connected to the all of eternity, the all of who you are, who you've always been, the all, the ultimate recognition of the expression of the divine that you are. Like each wave is a unique expression of the ocean. Connected and unique as you are. And as you're in your sacred space, allow your wealth code to be there with you, your archetypes, your guides. These energies that have been with you for longer than you can remember. So in a way, they're ancestral energy too. As the cosmos has been around longer than our minds can conceptualize. And opening up and tuning into ancestors, really calling them in, almost like you're standing and holding a circle, and there's many spaces open in this circle. And we're just going to open the door and invite your ancestors to come in. Invite them. You can trust that's happening as I'm holding the energy here with you. And whether there's something you really sense visually or not is not important. But trust, we're opening the door for your ancestors, those who have gone before you. And first, noticing those who have gone before you in your family, maybe those that you have known who are on the other side now. And taking a moment to honor them, to express gratitude, remember in some way that they've touched you, in some way that they've paved the way. And these would be our ancestors that are maybe closest to us. You may want to open up to the perception that your ancestors are behind you. And you can turn around and look at them, sense them throughout time. The closest ones, maybe those, as we just spoke of, who you have known. Grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, great-grandparents. And the honoring can be a simple namaste. It can be a simple bow. I recognize the light in you. I'm grateful for the path you've paved, for where you've gone before me and showed me the way. And then sensing the next layer of ancestors. Maybe these are people, energies even, that have paved the way for something that's touched you. These may not be blood relations, or they may be. Maybe they've opened up the path in what you're interested in or brings you joy, or that you are leading yourself now. And taking a moment to honor with that simple namaste or deep appreciation, or something specific is fine too. Trust yourself. Trust your heart. We're remembering we're not alone. And nor have we created anything or done anything alone. And noticing the next layer of ancestors, and maybe they feel like they're a farther circle out or farther back in the lineage. And these are energies, these are beings that have had some impact on how you are and who you are and what's important to you. And it might seem a little more fuzzy. There's nothing specific that you can sense. Back in time, maybe they lived long ago. And honoring, as someday you will be honored as being part of the ancestry. Honoring those who have come before. And one more layer back, going far, far, far back in time. And again, it may feel a little blurry, a little fuzzy, that's fine. But that sense of how far reaching back there have been those who have gone before. and honoring, expressing gratitude. And take a deep breath and let that go. And tuning in with your ancestors today in this moment, and we'll let this question drop into the heart. Oh, dear ancestors, what is it that you would most want me to know, to open up to be, or to let go of? And just tune in and trust whatever comes in for you, whether one of your dear ancestors whispers in your ear, or it's a perception or a thought or a sound or a feeling that just floats right in. And take that and hold that very close to your heart. Let it really land in your heart. You're walking your ancestry forward. And tune in one more time. Is there anything else that you want me to know? An inspired action to take, or any other thing you want to transmit to me at this time? Just be open for that. If there is, and if there's not, just holding what's come to you. And take a deep breath, and one more namaste bow to all of your ancestors, and remembering, knowing, they are always with you, and now you're leading. You have the support behind you, always behind you, around you. And blessed be. And as you're ready, allow your eyes to open.